This is what's trending today. The movie Finding Dory is one of the most popular currently playing in the United States. It is the sequel to the successful film from 2003 called Finding Nemo. It is an animated movie about a fish named Dory who is looking for her parents. Disney made Finding Dory with very young children in mind. Most of the people who attend the movie are parents and young children. Before Finding Dory, however, a theater in California played the trailer for a different film by mistake. It is a film for grown-ups called Sausage Party. Sausage Party is an animated movie about what happens to the food we buy in the grocery store once we get it home. Even though it is a cartoon, it has a lot of adult jokes and is not for children. In the movie, sausages, bread, carrots, and potatoes all have voices and personalities. The food items are friends in the grocery store. They talk about how excited they will be when a shopper buys them and brings them home. But the vegetables, peanut butter, and spaghetti do not know they will later be eaten by humans. Some of the scenes in the trailer used words that parents did not want their children to hear. Other scenes showed the death of food items, like a potato that screams as it is peeled before being dropped into boiling water. The news about the theater's mistake came out in late June. The vice president of the movie theater, located near Oakland, California, apologized. The theater has multiple screens, he said. Finding Dory was so popular, the theater scheduled a last-minute showing in a theater that had been playing a movie made for adults. The Sausage Party trailer was supposed to be shown before a different movie, not with Finding Dory. After the news came out, the grown-up version of the Sausage Party trailer is up to 8.5 million views on YouTube. The version of the trailer that is safe for all ages now has almost 1 million views. One person enjoyed hearing about the mistake. That is actor Seth Rogen, whose voice is in Sausage Party. He wrote, "This made my day." And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.